First, a look at news. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Israel's escalated their bombardment of targets within the Gaza Strip ahead of their expected ground invasion against the Hamas killers. The attacks were announced by the Israeli military Tuesday amid a rapidly rising death toll. Came ahead of the expected ground offenses. U.S. fears could spark a wider conflict in the region. 1,400 people died in the Hamas attack on Israel. Children, women, brutally murdered, tortured, hostaged. 31 Americans, by the way, lost their lives in those attacks, and there are still American hostages there in the hands of this terrorist organization. Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said they're going to make every effort to fight the war quickly, but he said it could turn out to be a long war. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system is enjoying near-mythical status among Israelis. The Israeli military said it's protecting against 90% of all the rockets that have been fired into Israeli territory. You know, folks, Hamas has not stopped firing their missiles into Israel, trying to kill as many as they can, although it doesn't get much airplay. They're still firing them every day. By Israeli military estimates, Hamas has already fired 7,000 rockets into Israel during the last few weeks. Hezbollah, the other organization based out of Lebanon, they fired hundreds of them as well. The Iron Dome, which is a series of batteries that uses radars to detect incoming short-range rockets, has intercepted 90% of them. And of course, we know that these terrorist organizations are both backed by Iran. Hezbollah and Hamas doesn't have missile manufacturing capability. They're getting them, folks, from Iran. Day 20 now without a House Speaker. Republicans are starting over. They convened again yesterday without any idea who's going to lead or when they'll be able to get Congress back to work. Eight lower Republican lawmakers are now running for Speaker. Dan Mouser of Pennsylvania dropped out. None of those remaining has any clear shot. Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota, he's the most senior member. He and others are reaching out for the former President Trump's backing. Party members heard from the candidates ahead of an internal party voting, too, which is expected today. If there's anything that comes from this, folks, Congress has not spent any money in the last 20 days. Authorities said seven people were killed after a super fog of smoke from South Louisiana fire in the marsh over there and dense fog combined caused a massive car crash involving 158 vehicles. 25 people were hurt. Seven people have died so far, and it could turn even deadlier. The crash turned Interstate 55 near New Orleans into an apocalyptic scene of mangled and scorched cars. People cried out as they were trapped in their vehicles. The governor now has issued a call for blood donors as they continue and try to piece that one together. South Korean officials said four suspected North Korean defectors were found in a wooden boat near the two Koreas' sea border. They were found Tuesday. Defections by North Koreans have been a sore point in the relations between the two. South Korea accepts those who choose to resettle in the South. North Korea often says its people were held against their will. More than 30,000 North Koreans have fled to South Korea, trying to avoid the poverty and political oppression from Kim Jong-un. They still have their eye on Norma. Gained a little bit of strength, but it's been downgraded now to a tropical storm. Hurricane Tammy left the Caribbean island of Barbuda with minor damage. It was once a big one, came ashore Saturday only as a Category 1. Tammy made landfall hours later with the same strength of Category 1, but weakened as it hit land, crossing the Gulf of California towards Mexico's mainland and also their Sinaloa state. Winds of about 65 miles an hour. The worst part of the storm was the flooding and mudslides in the high terrain. Iceland's prime minister, and women across the island nation are on strike to push for an end to unequal pay and gender-based violence. Their prime minister said she'll stay home as part of the Women's Day off on Tuesday. Organizers are calling on women and non-binary people to refuse both paid and unpaid work during the one-day strike. Schools, health system, which have female-dominated workforces, said they'll be heavily affected. It comes almost a half century after Iceland's first women's strike on October 24th of 1975. At that point, 90% of women refused to work, clean, or look after children to voice anger about discrimination in the workplace. Federal prosecutors have now expanded their investigation into Tesla. Beyond the electric vehicle maker's partially automated driving system, they've issued subpoenas for information. The company disclosed Monday in a regulatory filing, Department of Justice, they're looking into personal benefits, related parties, vehicle range, and personal decisions. Legal experts said the filing indicates prosecutors may be investigating. They want to investigate CEO Elon Musk and whether the company has been candid in describing the features of their vehicles. Global shares are trading mixed so far today after the yield on 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds fell back after creeping above 5%. That's bad for the economy. That's what we borrow money on, folks. Not good. On Monday, the S&P 500 was down 2/10. The Dow dropped 6/10 yesterday. Nikkei yesterday added 0.2%. Some of the ones that were making waves, Chevron, their stock was down, oil was down, but they made a big purchase of Hess yesterday for $53 billion. A strike by the auto workers against General Motors is expected to cut into their pre-tax earnings by about $800 million this week, or this year, another $200 million per week after that, according to their financial officer. Those figures include factories that are on strike now by the United Auto Workers. And so if they add more plants to the strike, the losses will pile up. Their CFO said GM reported Tuesday just over $3 billion in net income July through September. That figure was 7% below a year ago. Why? Lost production from the strike and their increased warranty costs from General Motors. Warranty costs, a lot of those, folks, related to these electric vehicles. Battery failure, stuff like that. They just didn't have the kinks worked out of those yet. And so their warranty costs have gone up. Oil prices are up. Markets are a little tense after the outbreak of the war could accelerate the move to renewable energy, according to the International Energy Agency. Russia cut off some natural gas to Europe after the invasion of Ukraine, and plus environmental pressures now are leading all of this to higher energy costs for you and me. A Montana man's been sentenced to 18 months in prison. He made repeated racist phone calls to a church in Billings. Joshua Heiston, sentenced Friday, made harassing phone calls, went to a Presbyterian church in November seeking help, and that a 72-year-old black woman that worked there gave him a gift card. 5 days later, the church received a voice message in which the caller stated he would give more money to the church if they didn't employ a black woman. After three calls, the woman contacted police, left a message. He left a message apologizing, but prosecutors said that a racially hostile call continued 4 months after that. So he gets 18 months in federal prison. Oh, and Maui County's mayor said all of West Maui now, except for just the burned out section of Lahaina, will reopen for tourism on November 1st. Maui has had impassioned discussions about when to welcome back travelers. Some residents even drafted a petition opposing the return of tourists, saying the community wasn't ready. The mayor said workers, though, are already, they all want to return to their jobs. So they want Maui to open. Those who aren't prepared to go back to work, he said, should talk with their employers and seek help. Residents who have been staying in hotels after losing their homes, he said they won't lose lodging because of the reopening. They'll just fill the rest of the rooms. West Maui has 11,000 hotel rooms, about half of Maui's total. Travelers evacuated those hotels after the fire, and now the town has been pretty much barren, and tourism is their life's blood.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to get back up and running again, they got to bring people in with their wallets and get the tourism industry up and running in Maui again.
In sports, this sign-stealing scandal with Michigan, a person on their staff, Connor Stallions, was suspended. And they think he's the one that's been stealing signs. He has purchased tickets in his own name to more than 30 games over the past three years at 11 different Big Ten schools. And the scope of the University of Michigan's alleged sign-stealing operation includes both video and electronics evidence prohibited by the NCAA to steal signs. It's hard to prove. I just went to a football game and I just had my phone up just filming things. You know, I just filmed the whole thing,
right?
And that's all I was doing,
right?
And NCAA is expected to receive video evidence this week of illegal technologies used in scouting tied to tickets purchased by this man. And according to sources, an opposing Big Ten school looked up in stadium surveillance, and this was a game earlier this year, and somebody sitting in the seat purchased by this man held his smartphone up and appeared to film the home team sideline the entire game.
Oh, boy.
So they think he's guilty, and they're probably right.
Could be. Well, the winter storm's coming. They still have that winter storm watch in effect for us, so we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we're going to hit 45 degrees, and then later this afternoon, there's a chance of rain showers that will start at about 40%. Tonight, 50% chance of showers. It's going to get down to 24, so if we get a shower tonight, could be some snow, maybe an inch. Wednesday is when the snow moves in. Tomorrow, 28, 1 to 3 inches, 60%. Wednesday night, 3 to 5 inches, chance of rain, 80%. Thursday, high of 20 degrees, maybe another 1 to 3 inches. And by Thursday night, it tapers off. Friday, partly sunny, but still chilly, 22. And by next Saturday, we're going to be 50 next Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So we will start a slow warm-up. Right now, folks, I got to tell you, in town, I think it's as foggy as I've ever seen. I can't see anything. I'm looking out the window, and Mark and I, we can barely see the bright Wells Fargo red and yellow sign that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I'm looking down on 27th right below the hotel here. I can't even see the headlights. So visibility is awful in the valley right now, folks. I mean awful. You can't see. That's the only light we can see. That's eerie. It is really foggy. So be careful out there. Coming down the highway. Oh, man. Deer jumps out. You're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
39 degrees. 6:43. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Oh, well, you can be late today. It's foggy, Mark.
Well, I couldn't get here today.
Yeah, it was foggy. Be careful, folks. It's rough.